Welcome to the Jim Rohman Show, where we help you build a better business to build a better life with your host, Jim Rohman. The market has shifted. Uh-oh, my business has changed. Welcome to another episode of the Jim Rohman Show, where we talk about how to build a better business so you can build a better life. Today's episode is going to be about the market shift. We are coming into the month of August. We're coming into the month of September. Jeez, how time goes fast. Coming into the month of September, it's the last month of the quarter, and I want to get you ready for the last quarter of this year. So I'm starting early. This podcast will come out on the 1st of September, and whenever you listen to it, we're getting you ready for the fourth quarter. And I want to start off by telling you a story of a conversation I just had with one of my colleagues. One of my colleagues called me and said, Jim, I have something I want to share with you. Let's get together. He got together and he shared with me, he was talking to one of his international clients, and his international clients said to him, the market has shifted, our business is down. And he asked his client, is that true or did you make that up? And he said to my colleague, he said, well, you know the market has shifted, our business is down. He goes, yeah, I get that, but are you making that up that your business is down or is that the truth? And he kept on grilling it until the guy admitted that he was making it up. In other words, his business was definitely down, but was it due to the market shift? He did not know. And my colleague wanted to let me know that and have me think about that. I pushed back on him to some extent on that until 1 week later, one of my clients said to me, our business is down due to competition. And so I did what my colleague would do and say, is that the truth? Or are you making that up? Now, my client looked at me. I think he wanted to punch me, but I wasn't sure. I said, let me ask you, is it that you have more competition that your business is down or has something shifted? And he said to me, well, actually, the leads we've been getting are not as hot as they used to be. The people are not as urgent as they used to be. And I looked at him and said, then that I do believe. So my question to you, is your business changed? And are you saying it's the market? Are you saying it's because of inflation? Is that true or is that just something you're saying to yourself? The reason why I say that is I started asking myself the same exact question because my business has shifted. My business has not grown like it has in years past. And so I started to take the advice of my colleague to look into really my business to see what has shifted. And let me tell you what I found out. And I encourage you to do this. So what I did over the weekend, I went to where I got my business from. Because what's shifting, I think, is that where our business is coming from, number one, how urgent our leads are, number two, and number three is how long it takes for them to close. For example, I was working with a client in Houston, and we were looking at his business and looking at the leads that were coming in, and I noticed that normally in the past, leads would take 3 weeks to close are now taking 3 months to close. I was like, whoa, that's shocking. And so I started talking to some of my other colleagues in the industry, and the same thing are happening with them is that, you know, people are coming to us still wanting our products and services, but they're not as urgent or in a hurry to get it done. And so that got me to thinking, how much time do we need to spend now in following up on our prospects and our leads? So going back to this weekend, I was looking over my business and looking at number one, where's my business coming from? Where did it used to come from? And what do I need to get more business from in the future? And I noticed that business comes from, usually for me, from associations, chambers of commerce, and groups like BNI. And I realized that my association network has dried up. I have not been involved in a chamber in quite some time. And I'm new to a new BNI group, so it's going to take some time for that to pay off in referrals. So the three networks, if you will, the three streams of leads that I usually get it from have all dried up. Uh-oh, what am I going to do? Well, I was talking to a friend of mine just before we started this podcast, and I was sharing with him that I realized that I need to find other outlets, other networks, other ways of bringing in business through marketing, networking, and selling. And so I'm committing for the month of August, and I might encourage you to do the same thing, is to look at where your business is coming from and if it's dried up or slowed down or taking longer to close, maybe you need to make a shift. For me, I'm looking to get involved in a local chamber. I'm looking to up my activity in my BNI group, and I'm looking for another association to get more involved in to be able to generate more interest in my products and services. So my question to you, has your business shifted? Has it changed? And are you making up the story on what you think it is? The economy, the market, competition, or what? And I encourage you to look at and study shift number two. So that's shift number one. I'm thinking, one, bring in a business. Shift number two is finding good employees. Finding employees. This is a good one too, in thinking about this thought process. So in the past, if you've done any hiring, you can have plenty of candidates and you wouldn't have so many people to choose from. It wasn't even funny. Fast forward over the last 2 years and working with my clients across the country, they're saying it's harder now to find good employees. I would ask you, no offense, is that true or are you making it up? Yes, I understand that you just yelled at me listening to this podcast that yes, Jim, things have changed. COVID has changed. Employees have changed. And I would argue it has not to the extreme that you have thought. Let me have you ponder this. In the past, when you would post for a position, you get tons of candidates. Let me say that again. When you used to post on one platform, you had plenty of candidates to work with. What if in this day and age, you need to work with a post on multiple platforms? So maybe in the past you posted on monster.com, but now you need to do not only Monster, but Indeed and Craigslist to get candidates. I'll go a step further. You might want to have to post on Monster, Indeed, Craigslist, and your social media platforms to include Facebook and maybe bulletin boards, maybe universities, maybe technical schools. What I'm saying is, yes, it may be harder to find employees now. I don't disagree with that. But maybe it's because we're only posting in one place versus posting on many places and being creative in where we post. I think that's the key. I'll let you know in the next 30 days because that is exactly what we're doing with our clients is we're upping our posting game to include improving the post and how it's described and how it's written, where it's posted, when it's posted, all of those great things to include how we follow up on the candidates because we're finding a lot of the candidates are not signing up for interviews quick enough. So what if we were to bombard them with communications that we didn't have to do in the past that if we do now from not only calling them, emailing them, and texting them, I think we'll get more interviews down the road. Again, give me 30 days and I will let you know if this is true. But the moral of the point is if something has shifted in your business, in this case, hiring, or in the previous case, bringing in business, let's look at what's the cause of it, but more importantly, what can we do to change it, to play a different game so we get different results. The final shift that I want to talk about is your mental shift. Are you staying positive? Are you staying driven? Are you staying motivated? As I mentioned, we're coming into the month of September, the last month of this quarter, before we finish up the last quarter of this year. And some of you might be in a place where you're not reaching your goals, you're behind on your goals, or this economy, this life situation is taking a toll on you mentally and physically. I have noticed over the last at least 3 weeks that most of the people in my life, to include my coaches, my colleagues, even my clients, seem to be overwhelmed with work and overwhelmed with projects. The good news is that we have work and projects to do versus sitting on our butts and not having anything to do, but that overwhelm could really do a number on us mentally, emotionally, and physically and take a toll. And I want to encourage you to check out my last newsletter, and I believe we did it in the podcast as well, is chunk things down into bite-sized pieces. Don't try to do 5 projects at the same time. Don't try to get 20 things done in a day. Chunk them down. But more importantly, I want you to take mental breaks to master and manage your mindset. I find that even in the best of times and the worst of times, if we don't manage our mindset, that can make us less effective and not get more done and make us more depressed. So if you're not taking care of yourself, if you're not taking mental breaks, if you're not going for walks, if you're not meditating, or whatever you do to keep yourself motivated, I would encourage you to take a step back now. Even you who just said, I don't have time to do that, and you know who you are, you just said it, and I just read your mind. We all need to make the time, no matter what. I always like to say, slow down so you can speed up. Slow down so you can speed up. the telltale story of the tortoise and the rabbit. If we take time to slow down, regroup, take a minute to meditate or work on our mindset, life becomes a lot easier. To be honest with you, I had to do that this weekend. I was getting to the point where I actually do operation work for 3 clients. I manage my own business. I have coaches to oversee, clients to take care of, and projects to do. And I'll be honest with you, I started to get overwhelmed and it started to take a toll on me. And I said, if I don't take a break now, I'm going to break down tomorrow. And so this weekend, I was able to get away, visit some clients, but it took some time for myself so that I can regroup, especially when it comes to my mindset. Because you get to that point where you're like, okay, I'm giving up. This is it. I can't make it anymore. And that is the devil in the details speaking in your mind, speaking in your ear. And that's not true. Things couldn't be better. We're moving forward. We got great projects going on. We got great clients coming on. And so sometimes you just need to take that break. So if you're in that mental shift where you're starting to lose momentum, lose your mindset, then I'm going to suggest that you take the break now, right this minute. Pull over if you're listening to this on the podcast. If you're just getting up, take a moment to get a cup of coffee or a cup of tea and just be thankful. Be grateful for the things that you have. That gratefulness will bring back life into your soul, bring life back into your mind. Things get easier if you take the time for yourself. So in closing, has things shifted for you, whether it's financial shifts, hiring shifts, or mental shifts? I'm going to say that's going to be temporary. It's only going to be temporary. Don't give up. Stay in the game. Reach out to us. Email me. Message me. I would love to be able to help you with one of our coaches or even myself to keep you back in the game, because we're almost to the end of the third quarter and there's still a lot of time in this game. So do not give up. In fact, let's gear up and let's get to the top of that summit so we can help you build a better business to build a better life. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Thank you so much for listening today. For more information, visit my website at jimromanonline.com or follow me on Facebook and LinkedIn at jimromanonline.com, and you can email me at questions@askjimroman.com.